Another time, I don't know if I should tell you this. You'd be interested in
it? I'm interested.
They had these old planes on the base. Finally, they said they were going to take these old planes, three of them, and take them up to Ireland. See, when you first went over for 1 week before you went to your base, they had a training base in Ireland. And these were fellows who had just finished combat, and they went back and they told you what to expect when you get into combat. In the States, half of our missions were flown at night. In combat, daytime. If it was dark, you didn't fly. See? They told us what to expect. And that was in the above Belfast, Nuts Corner or someplace. I think it was Nuts Corner. It was a stupid name. But so they told us, take three of the planes back to the place in, where they train, so they could see, you know, they train in the old 24. And we'll take one of our planes, our better planes. There were six in each plane. And on the way back, there would be 24. Right. There would be enough room, you know, 24 guys. So we were supposed to go on it, and this was after we finished our missions. See, when you finish your missions, that was it. You could fly any more missions, and you could do anything you wanted. You could go to Paris or any place you wanted, but you had to notify where you were going to be, because all of a sudden your orders would come in. You never knew when your orders would come. And when your orders came in, if you weren't there to take the order, out, you were out. See? Mm-hmm. So they told us, make sure you tell us where the hell you are. So my co-pilot, Paul, says, George, he says, come with us. I says, Paul, he says, come with us. It's a flight to Ireland. He says, maybe we could stay there overnight and see something, because we hadn't done anything. I was just glad to be on the ground. You know, I went to Norwood there, and London, or we had been to London a number of times, you know, but after a while, you know, we were just tired. We wanted to get the hell back home. So, all right, I says, all right, Paul, I'll go. So we got ready to go on a mission. Sorry, fellas, canceled. The weather's bad in Ireland. Second time it happened, same thing happened again. The weather's bad in Ireland, no good, because you got to have clear weather. So finally, again, they called us again. See, this is the third time. And that day, they were supposed to have a regular mission over Germany. And what happened, the weather got bad over Germany. When the weather got bad, they didn't want the fellas to fly, because by the time they'd fly and come back, it'd be dark. So what happened, they said, but the weather over Ireland is not bad. Get the fellas to take the, get rid of the old planes, see. So they were going to call us, wake us up and call us early in the morning. Because when you get ready for a mission, you're talking 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when I used to see Jimmy Stewart sitting close by. So we were ready to go. But what happened at the last minute, they told us, oh, you don't have to go. We have someone else that's taken your plane, your place. One of the fellows in the squadron that we knew, he was supposed to fly that mission. They were all ready to go. They had their flight gear and everything else to go, and they canceled the mission. So he found out, he says, they're going to take this old plane to Ireland. So he says, look, he says, let me take Mercer's plane, the one Mercer's going to fly. See? I go, he says, hell, I got nothing to do here. I got more dressed up to fly. He says, let me take his plane and let the fella sleep. The hell, they don't wake him up. So he took our plane to Ireland. They went to Ireland. They had no trouble. So they, on the way back, they went into this one. In fact, our flight commander was the co-pilot in that plane. It was a newer plane. So they all come back in that one plane. All over Liverpool, England, on the way back, the plane blew up in midair. It blew up in midair. They just had gone over the Irish Sea, just over Liverpool, and it blew up in midair, and it killed the 24 guys on the plane. and we were supposed to be on that plane. We had 24 guys in the plane, and like I told you, you had some of these guys that smoked, and they didn't give a damn where it was. And a lot of these planes, the gas tanks, you'd have small leaks in the gas tank, and you'd always have those gas fumes. You know, you couldn't get away with it. But 24 guys in the plane, they were lined up in the bomb bays, in the back, in the front, and all that. So there probably was a guy right underneath one of those gas tanks. If I'm not mistaken, he took out his cigarette and he lit the goddamn match. Why should it blow up? They could never figure it out, but the guys at the base, we figured it out. Somebody lit a match with a leaky tank and it blew the whole goddamn plane up. The flight surgeon said he went there to identify the bodies. And he says, one of the fellas I identified, he was all dressed up in uniform. He thought he was sleeping on the ground. He says there wasn't a sign of, but don't forget, they fell off from that height and killed. They had no chutes. He says the fellow looked like he was sleeping. And he was one of the fellows that had finished his missions. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine me, us being on that plane and then telling my wife, you got nothing to worry about, we're going to be home, and then having the Air Force go to the house, knock on the door and tell, I'm sorry to tell you, your husband was killed in action. Jesus, that was, oh, Jesus Christ.